Whoever does the will of God is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Jesus is inviting us into communion with Him. He's inviting us into His family. He's giving us the invitation to be a part of Him, to be unified with Him. What a great invitation that this is then, that we can live as a family with God. That He desires a unity with us that hopefully will never be broken. To remain as one with Him. Now the thing is as great of an invitation this is, and as amazing as it is, it's not as easy as it sounds, unfortunately. Because there's a battle going on that's trying to prevent this unity. That's why Jesus mentions this whole part. That is, if Satan was divided, he could not stand. Well, the fact is then, Satan isn't divided. He and his demons are unified in one thing. They want to bring separation. They want to divide. Because that's what they did at the very beginning of creation. Adam and Eve were in this family. They were unified with God. They got to walk with Him. They got to be with Him. They were unified. And now, my brothers and sisters, though, since the devil didn't like that, he tried to come in and divide it. He tried to separate them, and that he succeeded in doing. He sought to disrupt this unity. He basically says, you know what, I'm going to wage war upon anyone who wants to be unified with God. And the thing is this is that type of battle that we always have going on inside of ourselves. We're seeking unity with God, but the thing is the devil is always trying to creep in. It's sort of like, you know, a basketball team. A basketball team is meant to be unified. There's actually a team here right now from Tulsa. It's great to see you. And they're here as a team and they're worshiping God. They're seeking to be unified, not just as team members, but also unified with God. The thing is when they leave from here, they're going to go and play a game. And that other team is going to try to divide you. They're going to try to separate you. That's what a defense does. I think of a football game. You have the offense. The offensive line is working together. They're trying to be unified. Why? So that the quarterback will have comfort, will have protection, so that they may work together and as a team win. The defense has only one goal. Disrupt that. Divide that. Interrupt it. So that, you know, if we do it enough, what's going to happen? If I was to ask the team, if that team back in the back was to have all this disruption happening, there's always this temptation to turn to your teammates and say, it's your fault. That's what happened in the first reading. Did you know? Sorry, I'm getting excited again, but it's just me. You have to bear with that. What happens when that division happens? What happens when they were separated from God? God says to Adam, how did this happen? Instead of Adam saying, I failed. I ate from the tree. He says, that woman, that one you put here with me, she did it. Division. Right there from the get-go. Scapegoating onto someone else. Adam's saying, not my fault. You put her here with me, Lord. You're the one who made her. You blame her. Turns to Eve. It was that serpent. It was that person. You see how the division happens. They separate from one another. No wonder they were hidden. Because if you hide yourself from God, you're then going to turn on each other. And that's what Satan wants. That's what another team tries to do to disrupt the other team. And in this aspect of trying to be one with God, to try to be unified with Him, Satan hates that. And so he's always going to try to place something in there that will divide us from God. He's going to place a sin in front of us. That sin could be gossip, to where we're at work, And we just, that other person is just getting so much underneath our skin, and we're thinking, you know what? I don't like this person. I want to divide myself from them. So I'll say what I want to. That's what was happening in the gospel. The Pharisees were getting frustrated with Jesus. So what was their gossip? He's possessed by the devil. He only casts out devils because he is a devil. The gossip to try to bring about separation. But it's not just in gossip. There's other sins that we have. I mean, it could be the sins with our eyes to look upon impure things. It could be also even in marriage, holding those grudges, having those separations, those arguments where we fail to forgive. It could very well be, you know what, the sin of contraception. That is a complete division from the holy act of the conjugal love of a husband and a wife. It's meant to bring about division. It's meant to separate a husband and a wife. And if it's separating that, it's separating us from God. And it's allowing the devil to win. It's allowing the devil to creep into our very life to say, you know what? Go do what you want. I remember being in high school, and we always had to eat together as a family. And in the summer months like this, I'd either be outside working or playing baseball or something like that. And my mom would call us all in. Grew up with all boys. So we're out there playing, though, at this one time, without shirts on. Shorts, everything like that, barefoot, fun, a lot of great times. But we're now called into the dinner table. And my mom, at that very dinner table, had certain rules. One, don't chew with your mouth open. Don't talk with food in your mouth. And most importantly of all, you come with shirts on to the dinner table. Now, as that very part, because it's meant to be a unity. It's meant to be one. We're meant to follow in that very footsteps. Now, the thing is I wasn't a very holy son. And as I was there, my brothers were ready to get their shirts on and everything like that. I wasn't. So I just kind of sat down, and my mom says, Drew, you need a shirt. I said, Mom, I don't want to dirty it. I'm all sweaty. I'm going to go right back outside and so forth. No. And my mom, instead of arguing, she just was so keen and so wonderful to stop the division. She just simply said, if you can have your shirt off, so can I. I ran and got my shirt. But my brothers and sisters, because we don't want to divide ourselves. We should not want to separate us. But rather, we should want to be unified with our family, with our friends, with everyone we meet, because we want to be unified with God. We want to be one with Him, because He wants this unity always to be able to call you and me His brother, His sister, His mother. Mary was always seeking that unity, always wanting to do the will of God. And God is always there to help us. That's why in the second reading we hear, everything indeed is for you, so that the grace bestowed in abundance upon you. Everything is for you to be unified with God. God is not saying you have to travel to get into this battle all by yourself. God is saying, I am here with you. I have promised to send my son, and he has crushed the devil. He has come to cast out Satan. And we then are able to be unified with him through the grace of the sacraments. The very Eucharist we receive is an outpouring of his love. The confessional is an outpouring of his mercy, so that we may be unified once again with God. And so, my brothers and sisters, we have such an amazing God. He is seeking to love us always. He is seeking to be in union with you and me as He gives Himself in the Eucharist. May we then seek to be always unified with Him, no longer divided by sin, but one with God in all of our thoughts, all of our words, and all of our actions, so that we may be one with Him forever in heaven. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.